Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, script number 145, The Government of the New Testament Church. In order to function successfully, it's essential that every institution have a government to oversee it and execute its chosen policies of operation. The church about which we read in the Bible is no exception to this need. The New Testament church is not a democracy. It is not an institution where every member has voting rights as to what it does and what it does not do. Quite to the contrary, it is a monarchy. It is a divine monarchy. Jesus Christ is the head or the king. The Bible teaches in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, that God gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He is the one and only lawgiver. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? In Christ, legislative, executive, and judicial powers meet and merge. He possesses all authority, as we learn from Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. He has made the laws for his church. He executes them. He will one day judge all according to his system of biblical truth. The New Testament church composes all the saved throughout the whole world. This is true because, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 47, the Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved. Over the church universal, there is no functioning government on earth. There is no central earthly headquarters. The New Testament speaks of the church in a local setting, such as the church at Antioch, at Ephesus, or at Corinth. People in a given geographical area work together as a local congregation. Each of these congregations is independent. There is no sort of ecclesiastical tie that binds them into a highly centralized organization. Now, they may cooperate with other congregations in the performance of a needed work, but each one still maintains its own autonomy. There is a great wisdom in this plan. Such means that if one congregation departs, its nearest neighbor need not deviate from truth. If one becomes lukewarm, as Laodicea in the book of Revelation chapter 3, a near neighbor, such as Philadelphia, needs not to be contaminated with the same deadly disease of indifference. In Bible times, each local New Testament congregation had elders to oversee and deacons to serve. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Apostle Paul made mention to the Ephesian elders that they had been made overseers and were to feed the Lord's church. In writing the Philippians, Paul referred to the bishops and deacons in Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. These men were called elders or presbyters due to the fact that they possessed spiritual age in kingdom service. They were called bishops or overseers because they were to oversee or serve the flock as spiritual superintendents. They were called shepherds or pastors because it was their sacred and solemn responsibility to feed spiritually the flock with sound doctrine. Elders, not preachers, were the pastors in New Testament times. It is the duty of elders to see that the Lord's will is executed without addition, subtraction, or alteration. Their qualifications are given in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1. Assisting them are deacons who serve, preachers who preach, teachers who teach, and all as members who work. There is absolutely no place in the New Testament church for a clergy-laity type of class distinction. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23, verse 8, "All ye are brethren." Elders, deacons, preachers, teachers, and all members should be set constantly for the defense of the gospel and for its spread throughout the whole world. Jehovah has given us a pattern of church government, and it's imperative that we be respectful and obedient to that inspired pattern. Thank you for your call.
The message of Jehovah.